Let's check in with our contestants. Grandma, what music do you like to take a bubble bath while listening to?
The best music for anything is Wu-Tang, so we have to put on Wu-Tang.
Exciting bubble bath. Ryan, what's your bubble bath music of choice?
Lawrence Welk.
I can see that. Yeah.
No explanation needed.
No. I feel like that's your entire personality. No explanation needed. All right, Brian Graham, you're about to play one of our favorite games called This, That, or the Other. The rules are simple. I'm going to give you the name of something, and you have to tell me which of three categories it belongs to. And your categories are culinary herbs, My Little Pony characters, or songs by the Irish New Age singer and songwriter, Enya. We're going to alternate back and forth. Graham, you won the last game, so if you win this, you're going to go right to the final round. Brian, you need to win this, or we'll replace your entire music collection with Enya songs. Although, based on your Lawrence Welk thing, I believe that would be an upgrade. Right. Yeah. Okay, Graham, we'll start with you. Angelica.
My Little Pony character.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Brian, can you steal?
Enya song.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's a culinary herb, Angelica. I mean, it's an oil that is used in liqueurs and perfumes, grown in Iceland, often grouped with Eliza and Peggy herbs. Brian, Orinoco Flow.
Enya.
That is an Enya song, yes. It's the one that goes sail away, sail away, sail away. Why didn't she name it sail away, sail away, sail away? Graham, Caribbean Blue.
That is a spice.
Caribbean Blue. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Brian, Caribbean Blue.
My Little Pony character.
I'm sorry, no. Caribbean Blue is an Enya song. Brian, next one, Fluttershy.
My Little Pony character.
My Little Pony is correct. Fluttershy takes good care of the animals in Ponyville.
Most of them ponies,
yeah,
not all of them.
I guess that's where they ran out of the creative names, didn't they? Yeah. Graham, Twilight Sparkle.
My Little Pony.
I'm sorry, that is a culinary herb. No, I'm just kidding. Twilight Sparkle is My Little Pony character, who is a princess who believes that education is magic. Brian, Sweet Sicily.
Culinary herb.
Culinary herb is correct, yes. All right, these are your last clues. Graham, Wild Child.
Enya song.
Yeah, that's an Enya song, yeah. All right, Brian, Amarantine.
Culinary herb.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Graham, can you steal Amarantine?
Enya song.
Enya song is correct, yes. That's right. All right, let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. How did our contestants do in that very intense game?
We have a tie.
Whoa!
So hands on your buzzers. Tell me, is it an Enya song, an herb, or a My Little Pony character? Your clue is tarragon. Brian.
Culinary herb.
You're correct. That means you've each won a game apiece, and we're going to go to a tiebreaker round. I'm going to give you a category, and you're going to go back and forth naming things that fall in that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by guessing incorrectly, repeating an answer, or taking too long to answer, will be eliminated. You're going to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. In 2015, the cities with the 10 busiest airports in the United States by number of passengers. Brian, you're first.
Los Angeles.
That is correct. Graham.
Chicago.
Correct. Brian.
New York.
That's right. Graham.
Atlanta.
That's right. Back to Brian.
Las Vegas.
That is true. Go back to Graham.
Seattle.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. The other ones are Charlotte, Dallas, Denver, Phoenix, and San Francisco.
Oh, there you go.
That means we have to say goodbye to Graham. Congratulations, Brian. You're moving on to the final round.
We'll find out who will face off against Brian in our final round at the end of the show. And coming up, we'll parody the music of James Bond. Plus, Jonathan and I will meet our own international man of mystery as the gamies become the gamers. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.